Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. This week I'm talking about seasons of life. The Bible talks a lot about seasons of life, seasons of change, seasons of challenge, and seasons of abundance. As I write this, I'm at 39,000 feet between Cape Town and Dubai, having just spent a fantastic month of ministry and of business, but mainly ministry, in my beloved Cape Town. And even within that short month, I've seen many figurative and literal seasons there in Cape Town. Summer and winter, gang wars and gang peace, fighting and unity, prosperity and poverty, and these are just to name a few. Politically speaking, around the world, we've seen different and extremely unusual seasons, with some of the world's larger countries having to seek coalition governments after unprecedented swings against the incumbent governments and the national polling stations. These varied and changing seasons are analogous of our Christian walk. Looking back across my life, I'm amazed at just how close the extremes and seasons of trial and seasons of abundance often are to each other. The dark valley can turn into a sunny mountaintop almost overnight, and conversely, that great season, the one filled with high fives and cheers, can change in a seeming heartbeat. Just last week, I was celebrating many gang salvations around a fire in Hanover Park, whilst mourning the death of young gang lads in Manenberg from fierce fighting, literally on the same night. Ecclesiastes 3 says, there's an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on the earth, a right time for birth, another for death, a right time to plant, another to reap, a right time to kill, another to heal, a right time to destroy, and another to construct, a right time to cry, another to laugh, a right time to lament, and another to cheer, a right time to make love, and another to abstain, a right time to embrace, and another to part, a right time to search, and another to count your losses, a right time to hold on, another to let go, a right time to rip out, and another to mend, a right time to shut up, and another to speak up, a right time to love, another to hate, a right time to wage war, and another to make peace. And this passage talks about God's sovereignty beautifully, his ultimate authority in heaven and on earth. We often live as if we are the masters of this world, but that's a lie that we live by. We cannot conquer time, death, and we certainly can't conquer God's sovereignty. There are 14 opposites in this passage, and in the Hebrew writing tradition, these represent completion and order. We can look at these statements with a sense of foreboding and that we're not in control, or we can look at this with a sense of awe, wonderment, and peace, and rejoice in that very fact that we're not in control. Because just as with the opposites of this passage, the mere fact that we are not in control means that God is, and for that we can be thankful. So if God is in control, and if all of the things of the earth are in vain and do not provide happiness, then what's lasting, what matters, and what brings happiness? As my old headmaster used to say, the only important things are the internal verities, or more simply put, the things of God. In a number of areas of my life, I'm moving into a new season, resigning from certain boards and accepting appointments to others. More church preaching, and for now, a little less street preaching, and living mainly in Australia whilst ministering mainly in South Africa. New seasons can be exciting, but they can also bring with them worries or even fear. Some of these changes have not been comfortable for me, but God has shown himself to be sovereign, on the throne, and absolutely having my back in each and every one of these. The beauty for me as I approach these new seasons with excitement and awe is that I don't have to sweat the small stuff or worry about the things that I can neither control nor change. All I have to do is focus on intimacy with God, and he, in his wisdom and sovereignty, will take care of the rest. My dad used to say to me, everything is for a season, son. And I think he meant, don't get too comfortable, Andy. You see, whenever you're in a good season or a tough one, change will always come. So friends, if you're in a season of trial, be encouraged. The change in season always comes and is so often just around the corner. And if you're in a season of abundance, well, rejoice and be generous in every sense, but also take the time to both enjoy the abundant season and to take pictures of it in your mind. And most importantly, take time to fortify your faith so that in future seasons of trial, you remain steadfast, unshakable, and filled with fervor and faith. Friends, let's embrace the turning points of life. Even the painful seasons in life are just turning points. They're not destinations. Psalm 23 talks so wonderfully about changing seasons. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yet I will fear no evil. One of the keys to accepting that there are good seasons and not so good ones is also the reality that to every season there's an end. So even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we walk through it. And of course, the greatest grace and beauty of our faith in Jesus is that even as our earthly bodies die, our spirits walk through the valley and into an eternal heaven and an eternity in which we'll never again be separated from God. So as we wrap up, let's remember seasons always, always change. Let's prepare ourselves spiritually in the good times so that we're prepared and remain faithful and faith-filled during the tough times.